This is the Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're hopping on a plane this summer to go on vacation, chances are you're going to be annoyed about super tight seating and carry-on luggage restrictions. Or if you're on an international flight, you will regret having chosen the chicken and not the pasta. The pasta always looks much better. But will you spend hours feeling guilty about what your flight means for the Earth, for climate change? Probably not, right? James Higham is a professor of tourism at the University of Otago in New Zealand, and he's interested in something called the flyer's dilemma. It's the tension between our desire to travel by plane and the impact we all know aviation fuel has on climate change. For his research, he interviews people all over Europe on their attitudes about flying.
So the first country in Europe that we studied was Norway, and we did so because the Norwegian government in recent years has been quite outspoken about carbon neutrality. So we thought that Norway may be a bit of an indicator market in terms of how people think about their aviation emissions. And what we found in Norway was really fascinating, because we spoke to a lot of people in Norway who travel a lot. Travel a lot by air. And what we found in Norway was people are really concerned about climate change, and they are experiencing it in their daily lives. So, for example, some explained that they had seen climate change in action because places where they used to ski when they were kids are now unskiable because they never have snow anymore. So Norwegians were really concerned about climate change, but they were also quite addicted to air travel and found it very, very difficult to sacrifice the freedoms of air travel to the extent that very few were actually changing their behaviors or taking any direct action.
A lot of the traveling we do is not for business. It's for fun. It's to go on vacation, to visit friends. Have you found that people feel differently about that kind of travel as opposed to going on a business trip?
Most people, when it comes to climate change, if they're concerned about climate change, are finding ways to try and resolve feelings of guilt, feelings of responsibility in their day-to-day lives. So they may explain their efforts by way of reducing energy consumption in their households, insulating their houses, installing solar panels on their roofs, and these sorts of domestic activities. But one of the real challenges with aviation emissions, and particularly leisure air travel emissions, is that when people go on holiday, they largely do so to get away from the problems in their lives. The holidays are an escape. So even people who are extremely well-educated and knowledgeable about climate change and understand the threats of climate change and agree that we need to respond to the climate challenge, when they go on holidays, they forget about those concerns and they tend to book a flight and travel without any guilty sentiments at all.
But there might be a sense, look, this plane is going to fly whether I'm on it or not, so I might as well hop on board.
Absolutely. And that sentiment has been expressed quite regularly in our research program. One of the challenges that we face is that in terms of mitigating aviation emissions, airplanes have become more and more efficient in the jet age. Since the 60s, there have actually been very impressive efficiency gains in jet aviation. And so technical and operational gains have served an important purpose here. But the problem is, getting back to your question, that aviation has grown phenomenally over the last four decades, since the 1970s, and is forecast to grow incredibly over the coming 30 to 50 years. So relatively modest efficiency gains are being absolutely overwhelmed by the fact that the global fleet of commercial passenger aircraft has doubled every 20 years since the 1970s and is projected to double again over the next 20 years. The reality is that we have to limit growth in aviation, and aviation emissions, climate change concerns, require that we fly less.
So are there any solutions coming our way, or do we have to potentially give up flying if we really want to be environmentally sound in all of our decisions?
I don't think I can foresee a future when no one flies, But I think that people are going to have to accommodate their flying behaviours in their broader carbon budgets. So we are going to have to think more carefully about this. It's interesting that you talk about the future, because the Climate Paris Accord has been seen as a great success in recent months, but aviation and maritime transport emissions were excluded from the Paris Climate Accord. But there is a conference coming up. The International Civil Aviation Organization is meeting in Montreal in September this year to respond to Paris and try and hammer out a solution to address aviation emissions. So we will watch Montreal and the International Civil Aviation Organization in September with great interest.
Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
James Higham is a professor of tourism at the University of Otago in New Zealand.